Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Carla Friede, who is the CEO of InvoicePay. Hi, Carla. Thanks for joining me.
Absolutely. Nice to be here, Karen.
So I thought this would be a great opportunity to introduce our readers and listeners to InvoicePay and some of the interesting things that you're doing to reinvent and transform B2B payment solutions for the enterprise. So why don't we start with the basics? What do you guys do? How long have you been around, and who you do it for?
So we have been around since 2009. We provide a very simple e-payment solution that any business or enterprise can use.
Simple, right?
Very simple.
What makes it so simple?
So let me back up a little bit and just, so our solution is simple e-payments for the enterprise, and we deliver a simple single workflow for all payment types. We offer multiple integrated options that customers can choose from. The solution works across all banking partners and all accounting systems. And so businesses can finally move to 100% electronic payments and migrate off the paper-based processes that we find the majority of enterprises are still bound by.
So, Carla, one of the things, I mean, this is certainly something that a lot of players have tried before, and it's often been very, very difficult to get buyers and suppliers together on a single platform to do that, even though it seems like such a sensible thing to do and an efficient thing to do. How have you been able to get the buyers and suppliers to embrace the InvoicePay platform?
Well, I think there's a couple things going on, and that is our solution doesn't try to change the workflow of the buyer. We don't try to change their process. We don't demand the supplier change what they're doing. So the supplier can still deliver their invoice to the buyer in any means that they want, either electronically or by paper. The buyer can go through whatever automated or non-automated accounts payable process they have. We come in when they're doing the payments. So we're just the payment piece, which enables us to come into the environment in multiple different kinds of environments and not force a dramatic change. I think that's really important. I think the other thing that we do that's very different is by combining our cloud-based infrastructure with payment services, we deliver the ongoing, continuous supplier enablement services that the existing players and bank providers haven't been able to deliver to the market. So by combining those things, we offer a solution that takes on that supplier enablement on an ongoing basis. And that's what really makes us unique, is our kind of willingness to step up to enable suppliers for payment, not just when a customer starts the service, but on an ongoing basis. And then with that, we also provide end-to-end payment support. So if a supplier or customer has a question along the way, we resolve that efficiently on their behalf. So I think those things really distinguish us from the alternatives in the market that have today, you know, lots of companies, whether they're, you know, small, medium, or large, they can send a payment today if they want through their bank. But their bank's going to ask them for the account number and routing number of where that goes. And so they're having to maintain that information themselves. If they also want to use a card product, that's going to be another flow. They're going to have to probably submit a file to a different source in a different process. So, and perhaps they started a long time ago on a platform that they thought would answer this solution, and it hasn't. So today the state of the market is customers are left with, you know, multiple processes to send payments through that aren't connected and don't take off that workload of that continuous supplier enablement. And so they're stuck doing that. So to me, it makes a lot of sense why the market is where it's at.
Gotcha. It does, as you describe it, sort of explain the why we are where we are, but also what you're doing to really try to solve one of the very hard problems. Give us a sense of the types of businesses you work with. Are there particular verticals that are more enthusiastic about getting this process engaged, and are there particular sizes of companies that you found to be more eager to get on board?
I think the extraordinary thing is that we have found a huge receptiveness to our solution. Once people, you know, walk through a demo of it, they're really excited about it. And it kind of goes from, you know, all the way from somebody making 10,000 payments a year to companies making 300 and 400,000 payments a year. And so when we started InvoicePay back in 2009, and we did our first electronic payment, and we thought, wow, we better go by a vertical market approach because the cost of enabling these suppliers is going to be so expensive. But what we found is that as we have evolved through that time period and learned how to do it, we're able to deliver our solution across many markets. So today we have customers in manufacturing, distribution, retail, franchises, even medical. And so the appeal of really driving out costs in an inefficient process appeals to really across the market, a big cut across the market. Now, because we do offer the ability for customers to use an integrated accounts payable card as part of their process, customers that are want to see that rebate are excited about that. So there are some industries that move first, and we have found an example of that in school districts, who that rebate combined with the ability to really drive out 70% of the costs in their existing process has been a huge benefit for them as they're forced to do so much more with fewer and fewer resources.
That's a good segue into something I wanted to ask you about, and that's the business model, because there are some interesting plays on business models in this space where, as you point out, there's the opportunity to take what was once a cost center and turn it into a little bit of a revenue generator. Is there pushback from the supplier side, though, on fees? How do you think about business models, and how do you work with your clients to kind of get them engaged around the business model that you propose?
So first, I think it's really important that we don't try to dictate a payment type either to our customers or to our suppliers. So we make available the, you know, most innovative, flexible options in the industry, and they get to choose. And I think that's really important for suppliers who want to make those choices. So suppliers who accept cards today and are happy to accept cards do so, I think, because it's part of their process, and it's easier for them to continue doing so. So it's not going to be, you know, when you think about the market, it's not going to be a huge percent, but the percent who do and are happy to, it means a valuable rebate back for the customer, and it means the supplier has the same efficient process that they're accustomed to. So I think when we think of ourselves and the model here, we've used the cloud and our ability to drive down costs by that cloud-based infrastructure to deliver a efficient, low-cost solution. So we are not trying to maximize every dollar. We are trying to give the customer a low-cost, very efficient tool that they can drive out efficiencies with. And I think that, so in other words, we make money as our volume grows, and that's our model. And I think that it's a model that works and enables us to, you know, dig in and do those ongoing supplier enablement piece. So because of the economics of the cloud, we bring that cost down and we pass that on to the customers. Does that make sense?
No, it does, and I like the fact that you're focusing on a process that doesn't require change really on either side. I mean, I think you brought that up at the very beginning, is that part of your success is really attributed to the fact that you don't require a lot of change in order to adopt the invoice pay platform, and I think that's really important. In sort of closing out, you've been in the space since 2009, and it seems as though there's a lot of energy recently around the opportunities to innovate in the B2B space. And maybe that's because there's been so much focus on innovation on the retail payment side, and we haven't really been paying enough attention to the business-to-business side. But I'd like to get your perception on the role of innovation in B2B. Is it something that you think is gaining a little more momentum now than ever before, or have we just been ignoring it and it's been innovative all along?
Oh, I think that you are quite right in your assessment that the B2B space is hasn't had the innovation to enable customers to move forward with electronic payments and realize the thing that suppliers have been saying for 10 or 20 years in e-payments. They really haven't delivered on the promise of efficiency and driving down costs. So B2B payments is the largest unrealized opportunity in the payment space. And what we are doing is providing a next generation payment solution that is trying to bring that simplicity and control that consumer payments have enjoyed into the B2B space. So it's absolutely an opportunity for us that is huge. We are growing rapidly. And I think it's because we have brought that innovation that hasn't been there before in the market.
Well, Carla, it's been really great to get introduced to what Invoice Pay is doing and has been doing since 2009, and we certainly look forward to talking again more specifically about some of the trends that you're seeing in the verticals that you serve, as well as some of the innovations that you think are on the horizon. But we'll save that for another time. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Karen. I appreciate it. So it doesn't exist.
So when you say P2P, most of the P2P isn't, me sending you money to settle a lunch check. It's me sending my dog walker money for services that are performed.
When I don't mean person to person. I mean purchase to pay.
Oh, purchase to pay. Sorry.
So think enterprise, think B2B, and all those big networks who talk about purchase to pay. And how much the industry has talked about P2P over the years, it doesn't exist.
Interesting. So you're saying that there is a step called an invoice, and it's not, I mean, there isn't payment attached to it. I mean, there hasn't forever. I mean,
right.
that's been one of the problems that they've tried to solve. I mean, Ariba tried to solve that problem for a decade or more.
Right, exactly. So they're managing the supplier communication, buyer-supplier communication, and once that process of that communication is over, they push that invoice back into the accounting system and walk away. So the P2P, the single workflow from purchase to pay, really hasn't been enabled.
And isn't that because suppliers said, I don't want to use the payment rails that you're giving me to use. Is that part of it?
I think it would be simplistic to say there's one thing. I absolutely think it's about forcing suppliers down a path they don't want to go to and making them change. So forcing a supplier to say, geez, you have to use this solution in order to get paid. I mean, they're going to be paid by hundreds of customers. How could they possibly, adopt millions of solutions to make that work for them? So I absolutely think that has been a barrier. I think the other barrier has been, again, the enablement and the ongoing serving up the information. So if your supplier information isn't correct at the time of payment, the payment's not going to go to the right place. So by dynamically delivering that information, it enables the electronic payment.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. I mean, it's when you think about ubiquity in enterprise payments, I mean, as disgusting as this is to say, it's the check. I mean, checks are ubiquitous. It's pretty awful.
Right. It is awful. It is so awful. So we know customers who literally carry boxes of paper between buildings, and we think that's awful. It's awful.
Yeah, it is awful. Well, I think we're going to have at least two really good conversations, and I'm sure we'll think of more topics to talk about as we really drill into this. But no, this is great, Carla. It was good to meet you over the phone. I look forward to hopefully the chance to meet you in person. We're going to be doing you'll hear about more of this later. We're going to be doing a really nice program. I don't want to call it an event, but it's really a nice conference on transforming B2B in October in New York. And I'd love to have you participate. You've got a lot of, you know, interesting perspectives on this. But we're going to do it in a way that is relevant for the B2B audience. We're going to assemble not just the industry talking to itself, but venture players that are investing, corporates who are looking at all of these solutions, and some really interesting people from outside the industry that have a point of view on this. So more to come on that, but I'm glad that we had the chance to get acquainted.
I'm glad to have the chance to meet you. I'm really happy that you're leading this charge into B2B payments, and I'd love to participate in October.
Excellent. Well, look forward to talking more. Have a nice weekend and enjoy the nice weather in Portland.
Thank you. You have a nice weekend. Bye.
Bye-bye now.
And that's a wrap. And that's a wrap.